So listen to this. A study by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development found that marital satisfaction significantly decreases after the birth of the first child and only stabilizes when children leave home, unless couples prioritize their relationship. Couples who maintain regular date nights, open communication, and mutual support tend to experience greater satisfaction and stability in their marriage. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's not crazy, but like, isn't that crazy?
It's not crazy.
It's not crazy.
It's real.
It's real. Because right. I felt like after we had Kingston, that first year was trials and tribulations trying to like
figure out the new dynamic.
Yeah, it was a whole shift in who we are as individuals. Like everything shifted. So now marriage was like, what? Like, it's different now.
Yeah.
How do you feel like it was?
No, I feel like, I mean, We've talked about this before. We started Date Nights Matter. Well, we came up with the name Date Nights Matter during the pandemic. You know, there was nothing to do. We started having dates at home, and it was like, we got to keep it spicy. But I felt like that was something we always had in our relationship. Yeah. Was like, all right, let's go out. Let's do something. Keep it exciting, right? And that's what everyone does in those early stages, right? But then you forget what got you there, right? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, after Kingston came... First of all, those first 6 months were...
First six months was
real, you know? That was probably the hardest period of life, to be honest with you. It was tough, right? You're sleep deprived, all of that. But I felt like that's when we really had to prioritize and schedule and, all right, you know, we're going to put this time. This is going to be our weekend, you know? Yeah. We're not going to have no distractions. Get a babysitter and... whatever it is, if that's just chilling at home or going out, but it's our time, so it's like, yeah, it had to be way more intentional.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest shift. The biggest shift part of it was learning how to like have a more like a daily routine, you know, to be able to prioritize time together, but also tending to Kingston and making sure all his needs were met and all that. But it definitely was like, I remember probably around like 4 or 5 months when we were like, all right, we need it. Because the first 3 months are just laying around, contact naps, and just, you know, enjoying that newborn phase, especially with the first child. But around like 4 or 5 months, it was like, okay, we need to get into some type of routine because we're routine oriented people. We like routine all the time. But that really helped to prioritize. Now it's like, okay, he has his bedtime. Obviously, he was waking up during the night, but, you know, that quickly broke. And now we have nighttime together. And we still do that through today. And it's important.
That's when it started. Yeah, I think that's when it started. When he started sleeping through the night, it was like,
finally, we can relax.
That was the game changer. It's like, all right, we can watch a show. You know, we can watch a movie. And that was the little things that were needed during that time. But even through today, it's still the same, you know, in the sense of when we put them down, it's our time. That is a show.
That's why I don't care what anybody says. Marriage always comes first.
That's the
marriage comes first.
That's the reality. And I think...
If you keep that in mind, if you keep that in mind, then you kind of... You build your life around making sure the marriage is good, because then the kids will come and they'll be okay.
Like,
because they're going to be influenced by what we're doing. As long as we're in a healthy, happy spot, the kids will be too. They feed off of our energy. We got to remember that.
100%. And I think seeing that more and more as he's getting older now. You know, if I'm not in the best mood from work, or, you know, just wake up and you're still tired and he's waking up off the wall and having that energy, but... A lot of times that gives me the energy where it's like, all right, you know, let me meet him where he's at. Like, all right, let's get rough. You know what I mean? Let's wrestle a little bit. But I think for us, it was one of those things that, again, what you just said is from day one, we knew we wanted a family and we knew nothing came before this but God, literally, you know, and we hold true to that. There's nothing that's budging from that. I don't care if we have 10 kids, not to say it's
not
putting that out there, you know what I mean? But But in the sense of, you know, and he feeds off of us. He's a reflection of us, you know, and that's...
And I think that's the problem, because so many people are like, no, the kids are supposed to come first. Mm-hmm. But if we're not taking... if we're not taking care of ourselves as individuals, which is a lot of what marriage is about. Yeah. We have to be better as individuals. We have to grow individually so we can be better for our partner. And for ourselves, of course, but then also that trickles down to the kids, right? So it's like our communication got better because...
Literally everything.
Everything got better, but our communication, I know, like, now I see him looking at us more. You know, now he's 2.5, he's going on 3 soon, and he's really communicating and all this. And when we, you know, if there's a disagreement, we've learned to really just keep it tamed.
Yeah.
Talk respectfully, because he's watching that and he's learning how to have relationships through us. And if we're less stressed because we're taking care of our relationship and we're in a better state of mind and we're growing as individuals and being better, he sees that and he wants to do that too. Exactly. I even noticed, like, working out.
I was just about to bring that up because, you know, he hit me the other day and I'm like, because I woke up and I was like, I'm gonna skip today's workout, you know, I'm gonna just, you know, we can skip whatever your skip day is, figure out your skip day, right? As long as you're doing 3 to 4 times a week, that's our priority and that's how we move. But I was like, I'm gonna chill today, you know, and he was like, Dad, you're not working out today? I'm like, let's go work out. And I'm like, alright, let's go work out, you know. And that is, again, what he's seeing on a consistent basis. Every morning, you know, you go get him, I'm finishing up my workout, you know. Daddy, you work out, can we do a little bit more, you know. And he sees that, and that's being healthy, and that's showing him how to take care of yourself, so I can take care of you, and I can take care of him, and, you know, have
energy. Because it's not just about telling them how to act and what to do. You gotta be healthy. You gotta eat healthy. You gotta...
Are you eating healthy?
Exactly. You gotta treat your wife or your spouse nice and be nice to people and all that. But you're not even doing that. I notice him even when I'm talking to, like, friends and family and around other people, he's observing all of that. So again, if I'm in a healthy state of mind and our marriage is healthy and positive and happy, he sees that, you know, and he's thriving off of that. It's actually proven that there's fewer behavioral issues in kids that are in a happy home. That are seeing that rather than just talking about it. It's not just talk. Like, I hate when people talk. Like, that's a pet peeve of mine. Put it into action. Like, and it's hard work, obviously, you know. It's not always going to go smoothly and all that. But if we're prioritizing our marriage as number one, everything else flows from that. Everything else, always. But if we prioritize, if we prioritize him over our marriage, then where does that leave our marriage in 18 years?
Exactly.
I've seen a lot of people, unfortunately, get to that point and they don't even know who their spouse is after those 18 years.
You get into that routine, right, where it's, okay, going to work, you know, dropping the kids off, taking them to practice, you know, all right, we're going to the park, and y'all not even talking when you go into the park, you know, and that's, you know, big for us now, where we're sitting back letting them play, where we're having some big conversations at the park, you know, and letting him be, you know, keeping an eye on him, but letting him be independent, letting him meet other people and other kids at the park, you know, and that's big. But also, I want to flip the narrative, play devil's advocate, let's speak on the challenges, because there are challenges, and I don't want to sit and act like it's just, every day we're like, all right, let's go, and let's go to the park, and let's wrestle, you know what I mean? Let's go work out, let's make breakfast together. Like, there are days, you know, where I'm like, you know, like, literally taking a deep breath, like I teach him, and it's like, all right, you know, I got this, you know, I know I have the strength, you know, I know God has brought us to this point, you know, God, you ain't gonna leave me now, you know what I mean? But it's like, there are days, even when I'm like, at the end of the day, after work, and we might go to the park, and that helps me get energized, but then we come back, and it's bath time, and it's like, then that routine happens, but also seeing his smile, and I think that's what, like, I guess feeds me and pushes me.
Watching us, that's what it really is, like, watching him watch us, it really puts things into perspective, like, I can't be just, know, like, I'm telling him to take deep breaths, I need to take deep breaths, and I've been more open with him, like, no, mommy's a little sad today, I'm a little upset right now. And then I'll take some deep breaths, I'll be quiet or whatever, and then I'll move on with the day. Yeah. So it's, again, it's showing them that action. And that's all it's about, is being real. I remember our therapist at one point, and that's what really changed it for me, when she said, to actually say that, like, because they see it. And now if he asks, are you sad, and I say no, and this is what our therapist literally said, and I say no, then he's not trusting himself and what he sees. Okay, he looks sad, but you're saying you're not sad, so I don't know. And now, you know, it just creates this doubt. Rather than showing him how to actually deal with the issues. And that's, you know, what we have to do as parents.
That's what we're here to do. I mean, again, emotional intelligence, I feel like, is the key to life. I mean, honestly, and we weren't taught that, you know, at his age, where we were able to truly communicate and articulate our words to say, hey, Dad, I'm not feeling good right now. You know, he told me earlier, like, Dad, I'm so happy we're going, you know, we went to the barbershop. He goes with me to the barbershop. He's like, I'm so happy we're going to the barbershop right now. Like, Daddy, this is the best. Literally said that. I'm like, I never heard you say this is the best. He's like, Dad, I love going to the barbershop. Just smiling, got his music playing, you know, and he just feeling good. And that's just, again, token to us for sure, right? In the effort, because it is a lot of effort. And again, I don't want to undermine that, because I see these parents out here where, and I get it, it's challenging, you know, it's a lot. But then you snap at your kids and you scream at them, and not to say you're not going to be angry, but there's a way of being stern, you know, and not screaming.
And it is hard because it's not like I haven't done it before. Where I may have yelled a little bit more than I would have liked to, right? And I think back to my own childhood. So one thing I always remember is, like, be the parent that you wish you would have had. And a lot of times there was a lot of yelling in my house, and I would shut down a lot because of that. I did not like that at all. So I'm trying to be more mindful of it. But even if I do make that mistake, I always apologize. And I know that's a big thing. We shouldn't apologize to kids. Like, well, the older generation, I'll say. But, you know, it's okay. Like, I messed up, and he has to know that I'm human. I messed up. I'm sorry. My bad. I shouldn't have yelled. I got mad, and what you did wasn't okay, but I shouldn't have yelled at you still. And then he's like, okay. He moves on, and it just creates a better, healthier family dynamic. But I also think the challenge of it, too, comes from, like, I think back to the first year when he came and understanding our new roles as parents and what that looked like, right? So, like, you picked up a lot of the household chores because obviously I'm breastfeeding in the first couple months and taking care of a newborn, and then you would wake up too. We shared the duties of everything, and that helped, because I said it a lot of times, I see why couples shift apart during that time. It is really easy. There's so much going on. There's so much to think about. There's the whole mental load. It's exhausting. Like, a lot happens throughout that first year, and you're a completely new person. And you have to, okay, now I'm a mother, I'm a father. Who am I as a mother, as a father now, as a friend, as a, you know, spouse, all these things. Who am I? And you're going through this huge transition while also trying to keep the spark alive in your marriage. But then you're not cleaning up after yourself. You're not helping at all. You're coming home straight from work and not helping with the baby. And I'm not, you know, like, I'm snapping at you every chance that I get because there's resentment there. So I get it. There's a lot of that there. And that's why putting the marriage first and prioritizing the marriage comes in, and having the date nights and having some type of support. And that, and that's, I think, the hard part, too, is finding support if you're not around family. Like, for us, we moved. As soon as we could, we moved. We're like, we need support. We need people around us. That is so crucial. If you can't afford it, then you need to, like, afford the help, as in a nanny, a babysitter, or whatever. You need to be around family, close friends, people that you trust that can create this village around you. That's so crucial for your marriage, for your family, for yourself. Like, that was the game changer, to be honest. Like,
you know, it was, it was. But I also, you know, give us credit, because, I mean, for me, I knew I wasn't going to be the, like, all right, we're not, I'm not going to clean up, and I'm not going to be there to help. I'm not waking up. You got it. You know what I mean? Like, well, you got to breastfeed. But some, like, no, you got to pump. And I know, and that's and that's the reality with the, I mean, a lot of couples, honestly, where the men is just like, you know, put it to the side, and all right, I got to get back to work. You know, I was lucky enough during that time to have that job that gave me, you know, parental leave, and I was able to take, what was it, 4 months at a time. I went back for a little bit, then I'm like, all right, no, I'm not even in a good headspace. Like,
and that's the thing, men go through it too.
Yeah.
Men go through it, and that's why we have to lean on each other during that time. And so often it is left on the woman, and the men don't, like, speak up and say, like, you know, this is a transition for you too. Like, you're now a father all of a sudden, you know? Especially, you're not carrying the baby. Obviously, you're getting ready and preparing and all that, but you're not carrying the baby. So now the baby just comes, and it's like, what do I do, you know? And that's why we have to lean on each other. That's why, again, prioritizing the marriage.
And I think that's definitely what it come down to, is that, again, we knew when we got into our marriage, when we got into our relationship, and we had deep talks early on, you know, what does our family dynamic look like? How many kids do we want? Yeah. We had these deep, deep, deep talks, and I just thank God we had those.
How do you want to be as a dad?
So when this time came, and I know you obviously know the dynamic I have with my father, and that was something you seen early on, like, wait a second, his dad is heavily involved. I need that. You know, so for me, it wasn't even, honestly, anything new, per se. Like, my father was there 100% of the time, so it was like, I'm excited, you know, this is my boy, you know, like, all these things that, you know, really prayed for. So now the time has come, and I'm giving it my all, you know, and there's no treating them like a burden, you know, and I think that's where a lot of parents do fail. And again, I see it so much when we go to these parks and just different events.
I see it so much with birthday parties.
Why do you think
that is, though?
I mean, not having a father. Where majority don't have a father or didn't have that father figure. It's that simple. Let's not sugarcoat it, you know. I think that's the reality. Or you may have had your father in your life, but your father wasn't actually there. And I'm saying, like, there present. As in when you're going to the park, it's not just sitting on your phone and, all right, go. You know, like, no, I'm doing angels in the mulch with them, you know, I'm going down the slide with them. Like, we're swinging together.
No,
Anthony's
really good with this. All the kids, it's funny. All the kids, like, thank him and want him to play with them.
Are you my daddy?
But they're always like, thank you for playing with me, like, all this.
Yeah, and that, honestly, it warms my heart on one side, but then on the other side, it's like, man, where's this kid's dad at? You know, it just happened a few days ago when me and Kingston went to the park, and the kid was just looking out. We were playing, you know, we were out there playing tag and stuff together. We were on the swings, and he looked. And I could tell, I was like, come on, you can come play. And then he was like, I have to go get my mom. He was like a 5-year-old, you know. Went and got his mom was sitting over there. And she couldn't speak too much English, you know. But she was just after, like, thank you so much, like, for playing with them and being attentive to them. Like, we were playing out there for a good hour, you know. And just running around, just, because I still think I'm a kid, honestly. I'll give myself 12, 14 at heart, you know. And, like, those are the moments, I think, in life that we have to remember, you know, like, just because we're adults, that's like, you know, that's what it's all about. Like, I miss those
and
days.
And I know they appreciate
it.
That's all they want at the end of the day, is just time spent.
That's it.
And so we have to remember that. It's not all about the luxuries, it's not going to, doing all that.
Yeah, like, of course, don't get me wrong, we're going to go to Disney World, and he's going to, you know, see Mickey and all of that, but there's a time and place for that, but everything else, he doesn't need the most extravagant strollers and shoes and, you know, the perfect rain boots and raincoat. Like, I don't care about all that. Throwing the raincoat off.
And that's the thing. It all comes back to having that stability and that happiness at home and having a happy home.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we created that space to be. We're not sitting here stressed out and annoyed with each other all day not wanting to go out. Because I can imagine. Again, I get it. I get it. It took a lot of work to get out of that place where it was like, you know, what do we want our family to look like? Because obviously it's one thing saying it before the kids come, and then after the kids come, it's a whole different story. Like, wait a minute, how do we actually be practical and do this? So it took a lot of effort, a lot of conversations, but, you know, that work was necessary to be here at almost 3 years old, and we're able to just enjoy it more.
It's not all stress. Now it's at a point where, I mean, it's truly fun, you know, and honestly, what stresses me out is that we don't have more time to be at the park, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, you gotta work, and we gotta do things for ourselves, but it's like, I want more of that, and that's what pushes me at work, so it's like creating that so we can have more time and freedom with, and time with our family, you know, but I think it is a time where a lot of parents have to realize, you know, you made that choice. You know, whether it was
intentional. I think it's men, though. I think you need to be speaking to the men. Because a lot of the times, this falls on women. Mm-hmm. You know, and playing again. Both roles. Yeah, playing both roles. And kids need both parents, but they really need their fathers. Yeah. They really need their fathers. Yeah. And I don't see enough fathers stepping into that role and stepping into the role of a supportive spouse to take some of the workload off. So that way, again, putting the marriage first and be like, honey, what can I do to help here?
Right.
And that's the thing. It's like, this is your family. This is your child. Yeah. This is your spouse. Yeah. Step up. Step into the role. Do it. Mm-hmm. Because she didn't make him, the kid, on their own. Exactly. You know what I mean? This is not just the woman's responsibility. Yeah. So stepping into that and, okay, let's have a date night. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if she's been home all day and taking care of the kids, or she went to work and got home, cooked dinner, did all this, okay, let's plan a date night. Let me plan babysitting. Let me plan, a family member. Grandma's coming
taking
over.
Taking initiative. And I think that's like what's top of mind for me at all times, right? Because, you know, thank God you are able to stay at home, and when I'm at work and understanding that, all right, we did this, we did that, and you're telling me about it and you're excited, and obviously you had a fun day, but also you're exhausted. Go relax. You know what I mean? Like, I got dinner. You know, go. Weren't you supposed to get your nails done? If not, go. Like, go do something. Get out. You know what I mean? And it's funny because I don't know if you noticed Kingston.
Yes, he's been telling me to go. I'm like, hold on. I want to play with you guys, too.
Like, mommy, go. Like,
you don't want me to say, no, it's me and daddy time. I'm like, oh, all right.
He said it the other day, and I'm like, mommy can come. And I think we were going to get food.
Yeah, I was like, I want to come. And he was like, okay.
All right, he's giving me the best. Good. You know, that's the dynamic we've created, and I'm thankful that, you know, I had the examples, but also we were able to have conversations early on to say, this is what we are going to do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's why I love you so much, honestly. And that's why we're where we're at, because we stick to our word. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I know if you tell me you're going to do something, you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know you feel the exact same, like, I'm going to do it. Like, you don't have to worry.
And that's
you
don't trust have to, and accountability.
Yeah,
and
exactly. And it's trust. 100% trust.
Security. Yeah. And again, that brings it back to, we created that here, mm-hmm. so that security, that stability. So now our family is stable.
Yeah.
Kingston has stability. Consistency. Yeah. All of that. And again, that's what happens when you put the marriage first. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not taking care of his, all his needs are met. That's mm-hmm. the thing. All his needs, his wants, everything are met by us taking care of our marriage first.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And this isn't, this is not just like boyfriend and girlfriend situation.
Right.
You know, or any, it's marriage. Yeah. Like, when you are in this covenant, in this commitment, this comes first. Mm-hmm. Because, again, when he's out the house in 18 years, or however the math, 16 years, this is what we have. Yeah. I committed to you. I said my vows to you, not Kingston. He's going to go off. Exactly. He's going to get his own wife, hopefully, and, you know, have all that or whatever he does. Cool. But now it's just me and you. We have to still like each other.
And I think, you know, it's the difference between loving and liking, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, waking up, I like seeing you in the morning. You know, I love seeing you in the morning. But it's a big difference. And I think a lot of people get that mixed up, you know, because, again, that's our kid, and I love my kid more than anything, and it's like, I get it, you know, like, I get it,
like, I love him
more than anything, but he came from this, you know, and if we didn't have this, then he wouldn't be here, you know, so it's never gonna overtake, you know what I mean, what we have here, because, again, the only reason he's thriving right now, and I can say our son is thriving at 2.5 years old,
is
because of this, period. There's no if, ands, or buts about it. It's not a going to these special classes and this Montessori this and, you know, this this park over here with the splash pad and they got sensory things.
Because I see a lot of kids that,
you know? Top of the line.
We live in LA.
Yeah,
all right?
Top of the line
we
schools.
We see a lot of top of the line.
Yeah,
okay?
Like real money.
And you still see the unhappiness mm-hmm. because dad's not around. Yeah. The parents are not involved. I see a lot of
You know how many times people ask us, oh, like what school is this? Is he a Montessori? What school is he at? Like,
no, we spend time with him.
We've been reading books every day, and we have mm-hmm. books that he's actually learning how to read and write mm-hmm. and his colors. He knows Spanish. Like,
so, yeah, we're still putting him.
We're very intentional.
You know I mean? We're still very active. We're still doing this, but it just means, again, prioritizing date nights. And I'm grateful we're able to do that this weekend. We're doing a little family date. And that's mm-hmm. another thing, showing, like, we can spend time all together as a family. Yeah, but it's still, like, you know, this is something fun that we can do together for me and you. But also Kingston's coming, and it is a fun little time. Mm-hmm. But then also having that time where it is just us. Yeah. Like, we did last weekend, went to the movies, and mm-hmm. we had dinner and all this. And, like, again, he sees that, you know, like, even when we're dropping him off at his grandmother's house, I'm like, all right, mommy and dad need a little bit of time. You know, stay with grandma. And then he has a great time there too, getting ice cream and painting and doing all this, like having the time of his life. Yeah. But then we also get that much needed time away and our me time as well. We have those times where you get a haircut and I'll get my nails done or whatever the case is and have that time. But again, prioritizing date nights. That's why we're here. Date nights matter. Genuinely, we have to prioritize date nights. So
100%.
That's what I want to kind of wrap this up with. Make sure that we're prioritizing that. And if you can, like, within the next week or two, schedule that next date night together. And let us know what you guys do. Follow us on Instagram.
If you go on one date night, I promise you that spark that, like, damn, I do like you. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not that bad.
Oh, he's still a little sexy. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
not that bad, you ain't got really.
The high school t-shirt and shorts on no more. Like,
we still gotta date each other.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, I encourage you guys, follow us on our Instagram. I'll go ahead and put it on the screen here. And let us know what date nights you guys end up doing. Like I said, tomorrow we're doing a little arts festival, mm-hmm. and I'm excited for that. Last week we did the movies, and just try to be consistent about it. That's the thing. It is about, again, the one-on-one time. Try to prioritize putting the kids down early, so that way you have that night time to, you know, watch a movie, read a book together, talk, you know, having that like hour at night before bed together to just reconnect. It can genuinely save your mind.